With the 12th selection in the 2015 MLB draft, the Miami Marlins select Josh Naylor, a first baseman from St. Joan of Arc Catholic Secondary School in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada.
Wow, we have our first surprise in the first round. The Marlins go with the Canadian Josh Naylor, who also happens to be standing in our draft spotlight.
Yeah, I was really, really surprised and just kind of honored and proud to be selected in the 12th pick. And now I just thanks like my friends and my family and my teammates and my coaches and stuff. It's an honor, and I'm very humble.
So Naylor goes 12th overall to the Marlins last night. He chatted about his favorite player growing up and current player, David Ortiz.
Yeah, I mean, I loved him since I was younger. Me and my dad would sit around and we'd watch the games together. And even when he would play with Veritek and stuff, those were my two players on the team. And I just think for probably because he was a game-changing player, he could change the game with one swing of the bat. He's just a leader on that team, and he always wants to win.
Yeah, I think that a little bit of the comp, and you hate to put a player on a guy because, you know, then they feel, you know, it's up the expectations are up against. But there's some Prince Fielder in this guy. There really is. He's got that kind of bat speed, and he's got that kind of raw power, which is really unique. And I know I've talked to several scouts along the way that say, wow, that body, you know, we weren't sure about Fielder. But, you know, again, this guy's got the good tools, and they play. We've seen them play against, you know, professional competition. So that kind of would be the comp I think we would put on him.
I mean, it's a great comparison. Prince really went pretty high his draft year, and, you know, he's made an impact in the MLB since he's been there. And being compared to him is amazing. And, yeah, it's an honor.
Well, you know, there's never a lot of power in any draft. And we had some college pitchers there that we looked at as well. But we just felt like this guy was kind of a unique guy in the draft because of the power. And, you know, he just kind of stood out to us. We've seen him since like 14 or 15 years old hit against professional guys because the Canadian national team that he's been on plays those, you know, those clubs all the time. So we've actually seen him hit really good pitching and hit it consistently and hit with power. So to me, if you're going to go get power, you got to go get it. You don't develop a lot of it. It's kind of there when you get it. So we decided to try to add some power to the system. He'll hit balls in the upper deck in this park. So that's the kind of power that you need. You know, if you're just going to take the average power guy, he'll be affected by this park. I don't think this guy will be at all.
Hi, I'm Andre Dawson.
And Tony Perez.
With the 50th selection of the 2015 MLB draft, the Miami Marlins select pitcher Brett Lilek, left-hander from Arizona State University, Tempe, Arizona.
Well, Brett Lilek has been one of the Pac-12's best pitchers for two straight years at Arizona State. The tall southpaw has drawn comparisons to veteran major leaguer Paul Mahalam for his pitch selection and his approach. While he won't overwhelm hitters with velocity, Lilek has three solid pitches that he can use at any time.
Yeah, he's a big, strong left-hander that we've seen all the way since he started over at Arizona State. We like his stuff, three-pitch guy, fastball up to 95, kind of a hard three-quarter breaking ball and a nice changeup, and really like the delivery arm action. Kind of looks like the guys we see in the big league parks. We think there's a lot of upside to him. Command was a little spotty at times. I think that's why he may have gotten down this far. He really, in our mind, was a first-round pick that we got in the second round, so we're really happy with him. Yeah, absolutely. The college starting type pitcher, you know, that's advanced and with a good delivery and stuff, we needed that. You know, we tend to go a lot of high school kids, and this guy just for us really fit. We thought college pitching was something we needed to address, and this guy really fit for us here. Yeah.